Tayshia Stevens. In his first campaign speech of the year, President Biden slams former President Trump.
Speaking near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, the president portrayed Trump as a danger to America's core principles.
Trump's not concerned about your future, I promise you. Trump is now promising a full-scale campaign of revenge and retribution, his words.
His campaign speech came one day before the third anniversary of the January 6th Capitol riot, and he criticized Trump's role in fomenting rioters and calling them patriots. The president said the future of American democracy is on the ballot in November, and it's what the campaign is all about. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Heritage Foundation senior fellow Hans von Spakovsky argues that Joe Biden is the real threat.
He actually must be, I think, looking in the mirror when he's talking about threats to democracy, because the actions of his administration and his supporters and donors, I think, pose the biggest threat to democracy that we've seen in a long time.
Also at SRNnews.com, a retired Navy admiral says it's time for the U.S. to launch a counterstrike.
Admiral James DeReedy says it's time the U.S. stop treating the Houthis like a mere nuisance.
Let's not lose sight of the fact they are shooting missiles at our warships.
Attacks that could eventually hit their target, kill U.S. service members, or even sink a U.S. warship.
None of those are impossibilities.
Stavridis says it's something that would inevitably lead to a strong U.S. response, and that could encompass the entire region.
Better we strike now and send a signal.
Admiral Stavridis was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
A Rogers, Arkansas man's accused of threatening to rape and murder Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Police say Tony Pittman called authorities several times, making the threats. This is SRN News. A conservative Methodist denomination is growing.
The Global Methodist Church, which is less than 2 years old, has added more than 4,200 congregations. The vast majority of them have fled the United Methodist Church over its decision to embrace gay marriage and LGBT ordination. A smaller network of churches called the Methodist Collegiate Church is also taking in congregations that have given up on the UMC, which has lost about 25% of its membership since 2019. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians around the world will mark Epiphany Saturday with various kinds of celebrations. The holiday recalls the visit of the three wise men to the infant Jesus bearing gifts. Greeks will mark the occasion with blessing of the water ceremonies across the country, which is primarily Orthodox. In Bulgaria, some people will plunge into rivers and lakes to retrieve crosses in an old ritual. Saturday will be Christmas Eve for some Orthodox believers. This is SRN News. Pepsi products are being removed from some grocery stores in Europe.
Global supermarket chain Carrefour will stop selling PepsiCo products in its stores in France, Belgium, Spain and Italy over price increases for popular items like Lay's potato chips, Quaker Oats, Lipton tea and its namesake soda. The French grocery chain says we no longer sell this brand due to unacceptable price hikes. PepsiCo says it will continue to engage in good faith in order to try to ensure that our products are available. PepsiCo has raised prices by double-digit percentages for seven straight quarters. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tesla is recalling more than 1.6 million Model S, X, 3, and Y electric vehicles exported to China to fix problems with their automatic assisted steering functions and door latch controls. More details at srnnews.com.